It's the Western Australian-Italian hybrid beloved by so many of us. The continental roll, or the Conti roll, has everyone's got a favourite or a recommendation for visiting out of towners and just for their mates as well. Later this week, some of the best are battling head-to-head for the title of Conti King. To help us figure out what makes a perfect roll, we've called in the big guns. Cultural editor of Perth Is Okay, Sally Hall, joins us on the radio. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Welcome to Brekkie. Now, I say you're an expert. Last year that you published a list, some of the best Conti rolls to find in Perth. Did you know at the time that it would spark such robust debate amongst readers?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
You knew what you were doing. Yeah.
So that, I think the first iteration of that list was kind of in my early days with Perth Is Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I definitely knew that was going to be opening a door.
The floodgates.
Yeah, opening the floodgates. And yeah, we've kind of tweaked it and updated it over the years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's always a contentious topic.
Contentious, but like, you know, I don't feel like I've seen anybody put anybody else down for their food thoughts or opinions. It's just everybody wants to share their favourite. What is it that people love about the Conti roll so much, do you think?
I think it's a very kind of uniquely Australian WA kind of food. It's definitely got some parallels in some other food types, but I think it's something we've really taken ownership of and we're very proud of.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was doing my research, which might surprise some of you out there, but I do my research with folks coming on. The Conti roll specific to WA, the New York Times like did this whole investigation, if you will. Maryland in the US, but Perth also being touted as the inventors of this thing. What to you, Sally, is the most important part of a Conti roll? Because there's a bit of sort of opinion floating around about what actually makes it up. But to you, what is that perfect Conti roll?
The way that I think of it is almost like a Venn diagram, okay, where it's like you have the different elements, where it's the bread, it's the cured meats, it's the antipasti, and it's that kind of Venn diagram where you don't have to always have all three 100%, mm-hmm, but it's the kind of interaction between those three elements.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all about the Conti roll for you in that moment.
Okay.
You know, it's not always the same thing.
But. And I feel like for some people, like, it can be confusing. Like, is it the meat and three cheese? Is it, do you ask for the Conti and they know what you're talking about? And it kind of varies everywhere you go. Thank you to JB, who has gotten in touch. The Ray Store, or the Restore in Leederville, used to be your favourite. Artichokes, tomato, lettuce, eggplant and cheese. Red onions and olives. I am a big proprietor of artichokes in my Conti roll. My beloved is a big proprietor of a yes, half serve of semi-sun-dried tomatoes. Do you have any additions that you love, Sally?
I am very big on the olives. Yep. I like some extra olives. I also like some extra mayo, which is maybe a bit,
yeah,
you know, off-piste. But I think it's also the beauty of the Conti roll is that it can be so personalised to your taste.
So an add-on is okay.
An add-on's absolutely fine. And I think that's the benefit as well for, like, people like vegetarians. Just because you don't have the cured meats, you can still get in on the Conti roll
tradition,
ethos, tradition, yeah, way of life.
Yeah, yeah. The melanzani mix to all of you veggies.
Ooh,
out
yes,
there. What about deal breakers? Like, what is it that you absolutely could not have in a Conti roll, Sally?
I think it's almost like it's pornography, you know. You know it when you say it. You
okay. Keep going with this analogy.
You know, the famous expression. And I've seen some around the place that claim to be Conti rolls, and I think that's I don't necessarily see how it is.
Okay.
It maybe hasn't quite got the two of the three, you know,
elements.
In the Venn diagram, it hasn't quite encapsulated enough.
But what do you feel about people who think adding chicken schnitty? Can you still call it a Conti roll at that point?
I feel like that's a schnitty sandwich.
Okay.
But I'm here to be open-minded, you know? I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum.
Yeah. Look, I'm not either, but I'm telling you now, like, that is not a, that's not a conti roll.
No.
It's beautiful and it's delicious. It's just not a conti roll, though.
It's a delicious, different sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you to Stefan, who's gotten in touch. Scooty Market and Apple Cross is your favourite. Their conti roll, you call the mega roll, one came in at 900 grams. That feels like... you could cut that up for the office lunch, Sally.
Absolutely. And I have been known to, you know, split one in half, the next one for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, totally.
Everything's, you know, had time to get to know each other.
Yeah, marinate.
Yep.
The classics, we've already mentioned the race store there. A lot of people think Galati's down in Fremantle as well. For you, what's your, or where is your go-to conti?
I've got, it's got to be the restore for the go-to. It's kind of like the platonic ideal of a conti roll. But it's also about, you know, where is available to you, you know?
Absolutely. Kobe, you say All Seasons Deli on Lawley Street, been run by the same Italian man for the last 40 years. And I feel like that's also the thing when you look for a conti roll is the tradition that comes along with it too.
Absolutely. It's all part of the experience.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you're not standing there on the sort of black and white tile floor waiting in amongst other hungry patrons, don't know what you're doing. Look, if you feel a certain way about conti rolls, if you consider yourself a bit of an expert, there is a competition this Thursday. You can head to the Subiaco Hotel for the conti roll contest. A couple of your favourite spots battling it out for the top gong. Sally, I'm surprised if you're not a guest judge for this, but I suspect they've called in, like, we call ourselves experts, like proper actual experts, right?
I think they might have. You know, I consider it a personal oversight. But
I see. Me too. I was pushing for an outside broadcast. Can't understand why the station didn't go for it. Thank you to Gus. You say, yes, the Fitzgerald Street rolls were your go-to smoko shop. They were lined up on the counter and you were ready to go. Dolce Insalato, thanks Ella. And so many more of you as well. Thank you very much, folks. Sally, thank you for coming and indulging me by talking about conti rolls on the radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my, you know, life's work come to fruition.
It's really your mission. You can always keep up with Sally through Perth is OK, doing all the hard yards, finding all the best spots for you to go and visit and indulge.